Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And, of course, the best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen on upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will have the links you need to stream the show. So thanks for joining us. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories there and photographs and all that good stuff. And gosh, it is the first Sunday of September. It is Labor Day weekend already. And to say, the weather is getting nicer up here, Nathan. I've got some blue sky now poking through, although I only can see a triangular. Yeah, it looks just like the sky down there, a triangular piece of sky I see in between the forest across, you know, from me. Mostly white clouds, but some definite blue sky there. And yep, so it looks like we got the same kind of weather going on all over the Pacific Northwest here, which is decent temperatures in the 70s, I think, aren't we? And partly sunny.
Just pulling that up now. 67 right now, but we will be warming up to mid-70s later on today.
That's what I heard. So everybody have a wonderful day. And tomorrow, isn't it supposed to even be even better, Nathan? Isn't the weather supposed to be great tomorrow for Labor Day?
More sunny, but surprisingly less temperature. I mean, oddly enough, the sunniest day is probably going to be one of the cooler days of the week. So 74 degrees tomorrow. But
well, that's good.
A couple degrees cooler, but still warm.
Yeah, I decided since all the stuff that's going on in my life, I've got to have been having to juggle private sessions. So I decided since I wasn't going to, you know, I have no social life. It just makes more sense to me to continue all the protocol to keep safe. And so I said no thanks this year on the fair and all of that, as I told you earlier, but I decided I'm working tomorrow, so I'm doing a session. I have to say though, Nathan, even my clients are kind of batting down the hatches these days. And I used to be with everybody masked and distanced and all of that. Now I only work with fully vaccinated people and households. And for a while, it was feeling okay to just distance within the house and we didn't have to wear masks because we were all vaccinated. But now, you know, I'm finding none of us are all that comfortable with that. So the last few sessions I've done here last couple of weeks, even with fully vaccinated people or families, we've been masking through the whole thing. You know, distancing as well, but masking indoors. And yesterday we were all over the Bryant area, Wedgwood type area, walking the dogs, and we masked. And I was very pleased to see that everyone else in the neighborhood was also doing the same thing. So it's time to be more cautious. Don't be a spreader, and you don't want to get sick. So, all righty then, it is time. Well, I guess we sort of leave the country now. Probably the only way we can do it in our hearts and our minds. But we're going to find out what's going on with Help Animals India and a welcome founder and chief cook and bottle washer. That would be Eileen Weintraub is joining us. Good morning again, Eileen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Oh, good morning, Martha, everybody else.
And how are you on this Labor Day weekend?
Oh, we're doing good here and just busy as usual and have a lot to tell you about.
Well, wonderful. I can't wait. So, like I said, well, you know, in our hearts and our minds, we can travel to India, but how is it going?
Well, with going on with our projects and
yeah,
in a big way now, because, you know, India has opened up a little bit more.
Have they? Because I don't really know what's going on. So fill us in.
Well, right now we're focused not on the COVID vaccine as much as the rabies vaccine. which is a much more terrible disease.
Okay, so vaccinating the animals. Now, would this be dogs and cats for rabies?
Yeah, mostly dogs. But,
mostly dogs.
You know, the cats are less of a threat. You know, they can carry rabies. But the community
And, of course,
dogs.
There's a lot more
so
dogs, yeah,
doing,
the community dogs.
And we're working in Nepal a lot more these days. So we have great, great groups there. And for $1 a dog, we can vaccinate the dog. And for another $20, we can spay the dog, which is even better. And we're aiming to do 10,000 dogs in and around Kathmandu.
Wow. Wow.
So,
and you always, I don't think I've asked you recently, but you always blow me away when I, you know, how many, what's the estimate of street dogs, numbers of dogs?
Well, the estimate in India was 35 million. CNN did an article about, I said 80 million. I don't think that's right. So I guess nobody really knows. But we're
talking millions and millions. Wow.
Well,
I mean, that
you know,
just is overwhelming to me.
You have a city of India like Calcutta with 20 million people. So, you know, there's maybe 2 million dogs there. That's all, you know. One dog
wow.
For every 10
Unbelievable.
People.
Unbelievable. But it's interesting that your focus has changed. That, you know, sounds like, you know, there was a big focus on, of course, getting humans vaccinated for COVID.
Well,
because that was an issue for.
Not, and some of our you know, and all the groups have, you know, the people have been vaccinated that we work with, and some have had COVID and recovered.
Yeah. So, but it sounds like it, isn't it interesting now that how your focus now is really more on the rabies and vaccinating the dogs?
Well, you know, cause, that's always been our focus. I just haven't, you know, I don't have that much time to talk each month, and
right.
That's when I'm choosing to bring that issue up again, because this is one disease that is completely incurable.
Is it the fact that is rabies just always an ongoing problem in India right now because you're working on getting dogs vaccinated, or is there something going on that it's more prevalent these days?
Because with all the lockdowns, some of the programs were stopped. So we have a lot of catching up to do. And so one group, the one we're focused on right now, they had 5 rabid dogs in a month.
Oh,
and,
dear.
It's a terrible, terrible disease. So not only do we have to vaccinate the dogs, we have to educate the people. And so we do flyers and presentations. So they have to know what to do if they're bitten by a dog. They have to get the, you know, vaccine right away. They have to wash the wound. So we do flyers to distribute. And this is an ongoing effort for many decades, and there's many cities in India that are very proud that they have been rabies-free. So, and groups, many groups are working on this all over. This is just our particular effort right now. And to remind people that, you know, there are other diseases that we need to focus on as well.
Wow. And that's amazing, though. But, you know, over here, you know, in this country, we think of rabies, it mostly is, you just kind of imagine what it might be like. But very few of us, if any of us, have actually seen an animal with rabies.
Seen a video of a human dying of rabies, too. It's terrible.
Have you? Because
terrible,
that's the biggest big problem with rabies is that humans get it. And it is a really ugly disease, as you said.
Yeah, and there's no survival rate if you don't get the vaccine right away.
Yeah, it kills you, and unless you get the vaccine.
But and the point of doing this is not only preventing rabies, but making people less afraid of the dogs if they know they've all been rabies vaccinated. You know, so. They can have just how, you know, we have our COVID vaccine. The dogs can walk around proudly with their college.
They've been vaccinated for rabies. Now, I wonder, you know, what's just occurring to me, like, you know, in this country and others where we do like feral cat trap, neuter, release programs. And we trap the cats and bring them in and vaccinate them and span and neuter them. But then they put a little notch in their ear so that you know that this is a feral cat that's already been spayed or neutered and done that stuff.
Yes,
is there any kind of protocol like that for rabies vaccines and the dogs?
We do that for the dogs and also the cats too. And,
so what do you do, an ear notch like, yes. like that? Is that what they do? So then you know if you run into street dogs, if you know to look for that little mark.
Yes, and we have photos of that on our website.
Excellent.
On our website under Learn More, we have a very nice page about of the community dogs.
Wonderful. So that's helpanimalsindia.org?
Yes.
And you said the Learn More page? Learn More. And, oh, great. So we can check. And I have to say, you have, and the Help Animals India is one of the best websites I've ever checked out. It is really a fabulous website. And the stories and all of that are so well done. And the photographs and all of that. But there's a lot more information on the street dogs and all of this under the Learn More link.
Yes, and also about the cats, too, and other animals. So we're doing another email, a newsletter, and we only do one every other month. So if people want to get that, they can add their email to the website. And this month I'm going to be going over the rabies, also going to be showing a photo of a beautiful animal called the Indian Gaur, G-A-U-R. And that is, it kind of looks like a wild buffalo, but it's just a beautiful, beautiful animal. So I'm going to have that in the newsletter. And I know
I've never heard of a Gaur.
Right.
But it's like a buffalo?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Well, I'll be doing it. But it's own species.
All right, and you're saying the latest newsletter, you've got like a feature on this Gaur?
I'm going to be sending it out on Thursday.
On Thursday, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking to folks, if you, like I said, the website is fabulous. When Eileen does do these newsletters, they are fabulous as well. So how can people get signed up so they get this newsletter on Thursday?
Well, when you go to helpanimalsindia.org, you see a thing, you know, at the bottom of the page, just to add your newsletter, add your email, or you can just go on the link on the website that says sign up.
Wonderful. And that's free, of course. You don't have to. You can just sign up to get the newsletter and know that Eileen is one of the most responsible people with a newsletter account. I mean, so many, you sign up for newsletters and you get inundated with all kinds of email, and every day you're getting something. But Eileen is really respectful that way and does not load you up with all kinds of email you don't need. And anything she sends out is really important and usually really, really good. And like you said, you do the email newsletters every other month?
Yes.
All right. Now, we are at time to take care of our advertisers, so we are going to do that. Eileen will hang out with us, and we will continue and find out more about what's going on with Help Animals India and what else they're doing besides vaccinating dogs and cats for rabies saving them. So stay right where you are, and Animal World continues more with Eileen and helpanimalsindia.org right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you back to our second hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We just heard from wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we got a great interview coming up at 11:30 today. Dr. Morali Venkatrol, the only person I know that's got a doctorate in yoga. And anyway, our wonderful Morali, his voice is mesmerizing. I can't wait to chat with him at 11:30 and find out all about the most popular class of the year, and that's the Raja Yoga Intensive. And I think meditation teacher training is coming up as well. But we'll get all the details from Morali later today in the show. And we're holding space for Jude Ponton, whispering-dragon.com. You can now even see her in the office for incredible sound healing on Wednesdays or Fridays. And she's available for remotes on those days and others as well. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com. Give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And then remember, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation if you got problems with your dog friends and need help. I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and if you can be patient with me and play phone tag for a while, I'd love to help you out with your dog friends. So you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just call me after the show, 360-217-7258. All right, we are chatting with our friend Eileen from helpanimalsindia.org. Good morning again, Eileen.
Good morning. I'd like to read a quote to you, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so when I saw the photo of the Indian gar, this was in the forest of South India that a friend took, and this was a family. And it brought to mind this famous quote by Henry Beston. Maybe you've heard of it. They are nations unto themselves. We patronize the animals for their incompleteness, for their tragic fate of having taken form so far below ourselves. And therein we err, and greatly err, for the animal shall not be measured by man. Henry lived, I think this was 100 years ago.
Wow.
in a world order, in a world older and more complete than ours. They are more finished and complete, gifted with extensions of the senses we have lost or never attained, living by voices we shall never hear. They are not brethren. They are not underlings. They are other nations caught with ourselves in the net of life and time.
Wow, I have never heard that.
Yeah, Henry Beston, B-E-S-T-O-N. It's a famous quote.
So Henry Beston.
Yes.
And you said that was from a long time ago.
Well, the language is it's a little old, older.
So but that was there's a lot to that. That you could read that a number of times to digest it all.
Yes. And so anyhow, that'll be in our newsletter coming out.
Oh, wonderful!
On,
great!
Thursday.
So I can read it over again.
Yes,
wonderful.
Preview.
I'll look forward to that on Thursday.
Yes.
And if you want to get this newsletter too, and if you would like a copy of that wonderful quote, all you got to do is go to helpanimalsindia.org, the website, and then join the newsletter group. Add your email address. And when Eileen sends out her every other month newsletter, and it's due to come out this coming Thursday, you will get a copy, and you will, and that Henry Beston quote will be there. So
we're,
the gars, the buffalo type critters that live in India, they're a nation of their own.
Yes, a nation of their own.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So now, and these are animals that live and walk on the earth in India now. They aren't extinct or anything, right?
Well, they're endangered.
Like they are endangered. Okay.
But these are the field people we work with, who go out and they caught that picture. And these are the elephant folks we work with, and we are just got the photo, getting another elephant. So it's very exciting that she just arrived to the sanctuary that we support in South India.
You know, that's the wonders, folks, of Help Animals India and the work that Eileen has started and does here. It's not like they're one rescue or one sanctuary, or there's like a Help Animals India building, you know, that you go to one place in India. The wonderful thing is Eileen spreads the wealth around, and because India is you know, it's a huge country, but it's different than here. They have different animals. So not only do they have dogs and cats, of course, that live in a different relationship with their humans as here, but there's all kinds of other animals and lions, or I know there aren't any lions in India, but they're tigers, right? And elephants, and then these gar buffalo types. And so there's all kinds of help needed for all different kinds of organizations. And that's what Help Animals India kind of specializes in. They do the fundraising and all of that, but then spread the wealth around, and you help all kinds of different animals, right?
Yeah, the animal shelters in India, they're not so much segregated where, you know, just works on dogs and cats and farm animal sanctuaries. Most of the shelters take in all the animals. They you know, all the multi-species, if they need rescuing and they can't be put back onto the street. And these days we have a lot of great volunteers, and there's a new website for people within India. So if you, and we should have that here in this country, maybe we do, you find an animal and you put in the city, and you can find a volunteer to help you.
Wow.
So a lot of people are basically wanting to help and rescue the animal, because there's
how
a lot
wonderful.
Of animals that need rescuing on the streets of India. That's what a lot of the groups do.
So you talked about getting another elephant. So is this an elephant like rescue or sanctuary that you're in support?
Yes, and there's we just had at this sanctuary. There's been two elephants, and getting another one is a big deal that goes on. It's a big administrative process, and due to COVID, well, these elephants, you know, their captivity, the ones in captivity, they estimate about
2,500 elephants in captivity throughout India.
Wow, that's 2,500 captive elephants in India. Wow.
And in the wild, about 25,000. But that's down from hundreds and hundreds of thousands that used to be in the wild. So
so are elephants considered endangered as well, Eileen?
Well, they're definitely threatened due to habitat loss and getting hit by trains and getting poaching. And, you know, with COVID, a lot of the wildlife wardens were not available. So there were a lot of tragic deaths of elephants.
Well, and what I wonder about, too, is I know, well, you just mentioned 2,500 captive elephants. And I know that one of the problems with COVID and when it got so bad and the shutdowns in India is some of these animals are used for street entertainment. And then with everything shutting down and there nobody doing anything, these animals were not supported, and wasn't there was all kinds of stuff, and you guys were really having to support people over there that were rising to the occasion to help support these animals. Has anything changed? Has it gotten better for those captive elephants and the horses, or is this all still an issue?
Well, it's gotten a little bit better in terms of the street feeding. So that's another a subject where, because all the restaurants, a lot of these street animals would eat the leftovers from restaurants, the dogs.
Yeah.
And because the restaurants were closed down and just the markets were open with limited hours, so a lot of people started feeding the street animals. But, you know, without spay and neuter, it's not a very good solution for the dogs.
No.
So that's why, and also now, you know, we have to catch up with at least a rabies shot, if not us. So we like to go further and do the spay and neuter also. So the street feeding, well, you know, that's from time immemorial. People, you know, the way we feed we might feed the birds and wildlife people fed their community animals. They, you know, they were part of the community and the neighborhood. So that was going on already. It just had to increase. And so people are still doing that. And the starving horses, that still has to be done.
Yeah, well, thank goodness that there are organizations to help, and that there's someone like a place like Help Animals India that is helping to support all of these organizations
over
there.
All the volunteers and all the great people who do this, you know, worldwide, wherever you go, there's people helping animals as they can, and you know, our effort is to make life just a little easier for them.
And does our money still go a lot farther in India?
Yeah, the dollar is at an all-time high. And when I started helping, sending money over, it was one-half the amount it is now. So that's why the cost is so low. The animal shelters in India, we're lucky we can hire a veterinarian there for only about $500 a month. So that's why the animal shelters in this country, we can't afford a veterinarian. But in India, we can, if we get enough veterinarians trained. That's another problem. But so the wages are very low, and a good wage is still in India, depending on where, is still just a few dollars a day.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to you, Eileen, and the work that you do. I mean, how wonderful is it, folks, that we've got someone like Eileen that pays such close attention you know, with Help Animals India to all the animals and everything that's going on in India. And there's so many different kinds of animals and organizations that need help. But you really stay on top of what's going on and spread the wealth around, so to speak, and support lots of different people that help animals in India and all over the country and all different kinds of animals. And I know personally, I don't have enough time to really pay attention to all the details and know what's going on. So I rely on Eileen, and the Help Animals India website is phenomenal. The newsletters are phenomenal, but all I have to do is enjoy and learn from all of the things that Eileen posts and shares. And then I contribute my monthly amount to Help Animals India, and I know that I'm doing something viable to help all those animals in India. So I want everybody to get on board. So it's pretty easy to start doing a donation, isn't it? We can do that through the website.
Yes, you just go to the donate link, and we have a credit card or PayPal or a check by post right here in the Seattle area, and we get the money away pretty much right away. So I don't know, sometimes you read the press about some organizations that they just keep the money in the bank. You know, we don't do that. As soon as we get donations, we get it working, you know, for you to rescue more animals and lift more suffering and make life easier for the animal rescuers. All these people who are out rescuing animals, then they also have to fundraise on top of it, and, you know, it's very hard for them. So we know them personally. We've visited them and worked with them for years. We can trust them, and we know that they're doing the best for the animals.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. And I know my biggest problem was I could never remember to make the contributions. I'd just get distracted and busy. But then I found it's really easy to set up a monthly donation. And then you don't even have to think about it. You just get an email receipt once a month that you made your donation. And so I don't have to think about it. I don't have to feel guilty because I forgot and spaced it. It just happens automatically. And I really feel like I'm doing my little part to help the animals. Now, you also mentioned something about, you know, visiting India and so forth. And I wanted to ask you, what's going on travel-wise? Is there any travel going on between here and India these days?
Not really. I guess if you have family, you know, you can get certain exceptions, but no.
Right. So you're all the communication is done.
Yeah, and we went over the dog thing last time I spoke to you, and that's still in effect. With the
All
dog,
right.
100 countries, because of rabies, our CDC has banned 100 countries from bringing dogs in because of rabies fears, and you're supposed to have a rabies certificate when you bring a dog from these countries, but wasn't being followed. So
I see.
They just decided, and this is a great hardship for, I don't get into it, the Afghanistan thing. But I heard it didn't include Mexico, so that's the good news. You can still adopt that unwanted little chihuahua from the Mexico rescue groups.
Well, what else is going on in India with the animals that we need to know about?
Well, we're doing some trainings to improve the standards so that the vets, it's just a very long road. Think of this country maybe 100 years ago when we just didn't have the know-how, we don't have early spay and neuter yet, Meow was talking about.
Right.
So when people adopt puppies, they sign a form, and they have to bring them back. And you know how that goes. So I'm trying to push. Right now it's at 6 months they do the spay and neuter, and I'm trying to push it back to at least 4 months. The Indian vets, number one, they weren't trained in early spay and neuter. And in the past, puppies and kittens, they just
they just didn't live all the time to, you know, the ripe old age of
right
to make it worthwhile, because distemper is such a problem. So we're just trying to improve the standards, and we're having more training camps to improve the standards for the veterinarians and the vet assistants to learn better techniques and protocols. Some areas in India, their vets still don't know cat spay and neuter, and it just wasn't done until relatively recently. You know, it varies greatly between the large, more advanced cities and the rural areas where you really are going back in time. You know,
that's interesting. Well, I hadn't heard it described that way, but that really helps you understand better that it's like going back in time 100 years. So a lot of stuff going on is like going back the dark ages, and we have to realize that life is not the same there as it is here.
Well, it's the dark ages, and it's not in some ways.
Right. Sometimes they're more enlightened.
I have a story of when I visited to Tibet in the 80s, and we were out in the fields, and
this is in India.
And there was a mother who had her child, and she said, without any English, she just pointed to us and said, "Oh, well, like, bring this child back to town with you when you go." So we walked the child back to the town, and I just called out to the villages, you know, Appa, Amma, whose child is this?
Yeah.
And they pointed, you know, and pointed to another house, and they kept pointing where the child belonged.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying, you can't really call it the dark ages, you know, it's a different age.
A different age, yeah. Wow. Amazing. That must be a truly enlightening and awakening experience every time you visit and have a chance to really get out into the, you know, the real world of India and what's going
on. Yeah.
On
the other hand, they didn't know about you know, sterile technique and washing hands when, you know, puppy would be sick. They just say, you know, oh, put that puppy away. You know, they don't know, you know, you can treat things. They didn't know about antibiotics, so many different things. So, you know, a different time, different world.
Well, but it sounds like, you know, you've got a lot of work that you're doing in doing these trainings and to get the information out there, educate these vets, and give them the information that they need.
Well, they sort of want to learn. They're very eager to learn and very grateful.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, is the help, it sounds like, is very well accepted and that they appreciate what you're doing?
Yes, very much so. The only problem is we, you know, make the vets, they learn better. They don't want to work for the animal shelter anymore. Want to go into private practice and make money. But I think that's a worldwide problem.
Well, are there veterinary hospitals like we have here in India?
Well, not advanced. We have, like, just in one or two cities, there might be, like, a specialized cat place. That's very, very rare. And but definitely, yeah, they have vets, private vets, and a lot of people, you know, love their companion dogs and cats the same way we do. You know, it's just more of the wealthy people in the cities that can have these kind of specialized vet hospitals. But they're few and far between.
Well, I sure appreciate all the work that you do, Eileen, and especially helpanimalsindia.org and the work that you do through your organization. And it's wonderful to know that we have a way to help. Just by a little contribution every month, the money goes a lot farther over in India than it does here, and we can really help support Eileen and all of the animals of India. So I really would love you all to get on board, and remember the next newsletter. It only comes out every other month, but Eileen will be sending it out this Thursday. But you need to go to the website, helpanimalsindia.org, and join the email newsletter, add your email address, and then you will get the newsletter and that wonderful quote from Henry Beston, which we enjoyed so much. I'm looking forward to reading that again. And Eileen, I need to close out so we can take care of advertisers, and I'll do some current events. sense, but what would you like to leave us with today? Hello?
Yeah, I just want to say, anyone joining our newsletter, you're joining our worldwide circle of kindness, and we appreciate it very much.
Worldwide circle of kindness. HelpAnimalsIndia.org. Eileen, thank you for your great work. Keep it up. And I look forward to the newsletter on Thursday and chatting with you again next month.
Thank you, Martha. Take care.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless.
All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and do well, whatever we got to do on current events. And then I think, because it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and I hope I'm not going to be stepping on toes, but I kind of want to tell you what's going on with my friends, because Marilyn told me they did this adoption, and can you feel it? Yeah, I'm in tears. I just can't share with you enough about what I felt when I looked at this cat's picture. And my heart is delighted. So I can't wait to tell you about it. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard again from NuPro Supplements, and that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. One of the few companies that caters to the ferret crowd. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. And I'll tell you, I was just up at, you know, my store. Well, it's not my store, but it's where I shop, and that's Bridges in Snohomish. They've got NuPro supplement for dogs, and the jug in three different sizes. So you can walk right in the store and pick it up. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer, and his new website address. You can reach him through spiritualpetconnection.com, and he will be on vacation next week, but Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in to do remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Give me a call. I'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers, and we got super affordable rates. Just give me a call, 360-217-7258, or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. The current events list is shrinking. It's down to 2 pages and it's always been 3. So let's do current events. Alrighty, thanks to those Jingle Cats. And hey, Nathan's getting into this. He's having a little dance party there with the current events Jingle Cats. So speaking of that entertainment, there are a few current things on the current events list. Now, Linda Rasmussen is still giving away a free session to anybody who wants it. I'll tell you more about that later. But all you got to do is call or text her, Linda Rasmussen. It's verticalenergyworldwide.com. But you call and text her, tell you when a free session, she'll give it to you remotely or in person, 206-841-1992. You can call Natasha Venter or check her out at angelicclarifications.com. She's got some great classes that she customly schedules and does private readings, and she'll be in the studio in 2 weeks to read for you all. Let's see. And so that's angelicclarifications.com or 360-770-7486. Northwest Dream Center up in South Everett, McCollum Park, is starting to kick into gear a little bit. They have their first in-person event scheduled for this month, Thursday, September 9th at 7 p.m. Sounds like a great program, but with everything going on with COVID, I would confirm. And you do need to call to reserve your spot. And of course, if you do that, they would let you know if plans change. But this is going to be Butterflies and Native Plants with Julie O'Donnell, Thursday, September 9th, 7 p.m. 22 Butterflies of the Pacific Sound Lowlands and the plants that attract them. So streamkeeper.org, call them for a reservation, 425-316-8592. You still need to call to make an appointment if you're going to go walk the nature walk and all of that sort of thing up at Northwest Dream Center. All right, Seattle Humane, they're also doing some more, you know, in-person stuff. But the big news is, well, there's no question anymore. They were going to do Tuxes and Tails in person again, but bottom line is, never mind. Oops, we got a little too carried away, and no accounting for not responsible human beings. Sorry, but well, we're not doing our job. And so they've had to shut her down another year. Tuxes and Tails will be a fully virtual event again this year. The actual event is Saturday, September 18th. But you know, you can go to seattlehumane.org to get the details because it's all online. Now, on the other hand, the other organization would be Feral Cat Spay and Neuter. Now, they decided to do their annual sexless soiree, you know, because they do the spaying and neutering. It's called the Purring 20s. They're still saying they're doing both a live event and a online auction. So it's going to be Saturday, September 18th. At the Mountaineers Club in Seattle, an online silent auction from September 12th through the 19th, feralcatproject.org. And I would stay in touch with this because you never know, something could change. But it looks like as of right now, and the press releases I have, they're still doing an in-person event on September 18th. But there's, you know, vaccine and mask protocol, I believe. So check it out, feralcatproject.org. All righty. And next week, of course, Linda Rasmussen in the studio with us, and free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And she'll have something special for us. But before I run out of too much time, I just want to tell you, I don't think I'm supposed to know yet, because I think Marilyn let the cat literally out of the bag, but I'm just delighted. I've been working with my friends. I have some friends, and they've always allowed me to share their stories on the air, so I don't think I'm speaking out of school here, but I'll leave their names and all of that stuff out. But I met these people years ago. Someday I'll tell you that story again, but they are an incredible couple that love, you know, they've always rescued cats and they like to help the special ones. And they just had to say goodbye and send to the Rainbow Bridge. They're the last rescue kitty that they had. And it's been now several months. They decided they were looking for a pair of bonded kitties, adult kitties, that needed some special help. And so they've been looking and searching, and then something caught her eye. She was looking at Seattle Humane and Meow, and I said, do meow. So she's looking, she found these two boys, two bonded males. One's a black one, but the kind of buffy orange guy. Oh, I looked in his eyes, the picture she sent me, and this happens to me every time I connect with his energy. He just feels so incredible and like he needs so much help. Now, we didn't hear the whole story from Marilyn, so we didn't have time, but we'll fill you in eventually. But she says this, it's really sad. This cat, Orange Kitty, get this, he weighed on intake like 28.7 pounds. Now, I said, when I first heard that, I said, that's not a cat, that's a dog, okay? But 28 plus pounds, apparently this guy can barely move. And Marilyn says he needs to lose half of his body weight, but it'll need to be done slowly and would require really special people to be able to take this on. And so she asked me, you know, to your friends, could they handle this? And I had to say, gosh, they did it with this last rescue they had. It took a long time for them to get the kitty off of dry food and onto regular canned food twice a day, but they did it. They got the weight off. If they fall in love with this guy and take him, he couldn't have a better gift in his life. And it will be a miracle because I know they will do this. And guess what? They took him home yesterday. I'm not at the studio, so I can't run to their house after the show and mask up and go meet him, but maybe next week. But I'm going to call him right after the show. And anyway, I want you to think really, really wonderful thoughts and say some prayers for this wonderful, morbidly obese kitty that we're going to let go of that terminology. And we want to see him, you know, loving his new home and getting more active and that weight just falling off of him gently and easily. And oh, what fun are we going to have that I get to tell you the whole story of this kitty. And so we're all going to learn a lot about taking weight off cats and so forth, because my friends will do the best job ever. But how do you take a morbidly obese cat and help them lose half their body weight? Well, we're going to find out and we'll go through that process. So anyway, stay tuned on that one. But I'm so proud of my friends. This guy just needs them so much. And I'm going to get Nils involved. I know he can help. I talked to Jude yesterday. There's something she can do to help this guy lose weight. I'm calling in all the Animal World team, and by golly, we're going to save this guy. We're going to take that weight off. So anyway, think lots of good thoughts. And now guess what? We get to get on the love train, and let's especially, the kitty's name is Runyon, and he's a kind of an orange tabby guy. Let's spread the love to Runyon, and let's see that love taken off the weight. So we're getting ready for the love train, and I got to remind you that dancing is required here. This is our exercise for the day and our fun for the day and to energize us up for the day and the week. So you don't have a choice. You got to dance. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Or you can stand up, get up and dance with me, because I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. And let's all get on the love train and let's send our love to Runyon and see that weight coming off and a nice trim guy that gets to live a wonderful life with my friends and his bonded buddy that they took too. So how wonderful is that? All righty, I'm going to energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. And then next hour, we'll talk Seattle Dogs Homeless program. I think we got two. We might have stereo reports. And then Dr. Morley Venkatro from Ananda will close out the show. So here we go. O Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Stay right where you are. Love train coming up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.